Covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Let this one play out for a moment. If you missed it over the weekend, Malcolm Young, founding member of AC/DC, died at the age of 64. More than 200 million albums sold worldwide, AC/DC, with themes like this one that everybody's heard. Whether you go to a football game, I don't care how old you are, you probably heard this song. The point being, those boys from Down Under, that's the second member of the band to die. They replaced their lead singer, of course, when he died back in 1980. And now this guy's singing. I think he went deaf or something. And, well, Malcolm and Angus Young, the backbone of AC/DC. Malcolm Young dead at the age of 64. Apparently he'd had dementia for the last 3 or 4 years. All right, you can wrap that down. You know, you can't treat your body like an amusement park and expect it to keep working. You need maintenance out there. You need to exercise. You can't, you can't just pound cigarettes like that either. Just saying. It has its toll after a while. It might be a slow poison, but it's poison nonetheless. Now, I want to come back to a couple of things we were talking about here with Eric just a minute ago. Because I do have a brand new report that I printed for today that I was going to talk to you about, and it plays nicely into the whole don't have kids because that's morally irresponsible, morally repugnant. It's just flat out immoral to have children. I mean, come on, really? The results of 3 recently released studies that were not included in the last IUCN Red List assessment adds more than 2,000 polar bears on average to the official 2015 global polar bear estimate. That's a point you don't likely hear from those that are, you know, crying about global warming all the time and crying wolf all the time. In fact, the average for global polar bear populations is now 30,000. In 2005, the average was believed to be 22,500. So it's a 35% increase. 35% increase in polar bear populations. I'll get to that. Hold that. I'll tell him I'll be there. So when you're told that these, you know, that the receding sea ice and all of these things are going to create all these problems, it's just not so. These polar bear populations are expanding. Of course, we don't know the real, you know, retreat of sea ice completely. It's retreating more than it has in my lifetime. I can give you that. The reasons, we can debate that. Of course, I'll be called names and declared, you know, too stupid to have the conversation by those on the left because that's how polite they are. If they don't agree with what you say or you bring some different perspective to the table, well, of course, they will tear you apart. But the idea that the polar bear is a vanishing species, you can buy that shirt, by the way, from the World Wildlife Fund. You can also buy polar bear facts and myths for the kids in your life. But the real thing that you should buy is Polar Bears, Outstanding Survivors of Climate Change. Buy that book. You'll be glad you did. Here are the populations are going up. The Barents Seas population, Baffin Bay, Kane Basin, all of those going up. If you have any questions about this, send me a note. I'll send you the study from 2017. It's brand new. And I'll keep you up to date. Let's quickly to the hotline here before we move on to our next little tidbit, our next little nugget. Robin Clarkson about Angus and Malcolm. Rob, welcome to it.
Oh, thank you, Steve. I'm a vanishing species at this point.
aren't we all?
The backstory on the AC/DC group is that the oldest young brother was a member of a group called the Easy Beats, who had a hit back in the 60s with a song called Friday on My Mind.
Yeah, I know the song.
Okay, and what happened was the oldest young brother went around the world touring on the back of this big hit. And he got back home to Australia, and he went to the mailbox, and he got a letter from the record company saying that the band owed the record company $80,000. And he said, "No, wait a minute. I just toured the world, sold zillions of records, and you tell me I owe you money? And he decided that he would not let that happen to his younger brothers.
So he took over, and then he did what? He was their agent? What happened?
He guided them through the circus, through the rock and roll circus, so that they didn't get strung up on the trapeze, you know?
Yeah, I got you. No, I got you. And I was astounded. One other thing, a little side note to this. Astounded by Fox News over the weekend, who had a picture of AC/DC in the first post that came out about the passing of Malcolm Young, saying the British band AC/DC, and I'm like, really? That's how poor your fact checkers are. They don't even know that AC/DC is not a British band. I was so disappointed.
The other thing that's kind of interesting is that it's always said that AC/DC is a reference to electricity. Actually, it's a reference to the chords that they play, A to C, D to C.
Mm-hmm.
It came from the chordal structure, not the electrical structure. So, fun facts to know and tell.
There you go. Rob, greatly appreciate it. Rob from Clarkston checking in today. Always glad to have people on the program that bring a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of a nugget for you. So next time you're at a football game and you hear Thunderstruck or whatever they play, you know, during the intermission, you'll know a little bit more about Malcolm Young and Angus Young. I think they made their impression now, didn't they? They made quite an impression on everything now, didn't they? All right, back to one more quick nugget on global warming. The United Nations wants countries to literally suck CO2 out of the air, and we as Americans have apparently agreed to it. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. They want these machines called, carbon capture utilization and storage, CCUS, or carbon capture and storage, CCS for short. The United States has spent lavishly on CCS technologies. One project up and running, the Kemper coal plant in Mississippi, however, has opted not to use it. The European Union spending nearly $700 million recently to build carbon capture and storage facilities. So you basically put a big vacuum cleaner up there and you capture carbon. This is apparently how we're going to save the planet, by spending all of your money on bizarre vacuums to carbon clean the environment. It's 52 after. Glad to have you here on a Monday. There it is. Malcolm Young, 64 years old. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.